Welcome back. How do we get to Vegas? That's the raging question at the moment. You can have your say on that on our text line. But before that, let's talk more footy. Justin Horro is the co-host of The Picks, of course, with Jimmy Smith, former NRL player for Parramatta and Manly and the New Zealand Maoris as well. Every Thursday night from 6 o'clock, The Picks with Jimmy right here on SEN. And Justin joins us this morning. G'day, Justin.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Is it times like these you wish you could throw the jumper back on and wish you could become either a Queenslander or a New South Welshman? Which one would you pick?
Wait, well, it's a funny time for me. So I'm a Kiwi, mate. I grew up a Kiwi. My allegiance is to play with the Kiwis. But I sort of always sat on the fence. It was generally whoever my teammate was at the time. So going back to my time, I've got one teammate that's still playing, and he's the skipper of the Maroons. So I'm going for the Maroons in Origin for this one.
Right, you're in DCE's camp, back from your Manly days. You're also very close with Cam Munster as well, so you've got a double connection from the Queensland team there.
Munster's a funny one. It's all like life after footy. I become a little bit closer with Cam Munster through some content that I've done with him. I think we're connected through having a bit of a punt responsibly, of course. We don't mind having a punt on the horses and getting together at the end of the season, but those two in particular, they're going to be key for Queensland in this Origin for sure.
Let's break down a couple of the burning issues, Justin. Number one, the jumper colour of the New South Wales Blues, the dark navy blue. Fan or no fan?
Not a fan. Not a fan of the navy blue. I'm a traditionalist. I think some things should just stay the same, and growing up, as a kid, if there was sort of a team that I favoured and went towards, it was New South Wales as a kid because, I just picture the players in the sky blue jersey. So sky blue jersey for me, navy blue, no.
Right. Number two, fan or no fan of the neutral venue in the Adelaide Oval? We have been there before. Do you like it or don't like it?
Well, I've got to say I like it, mate. I'm heading down tomorrow and I'm going to be at the stadium and doing some content in and around there. So I'm a fan, big fan.
All right, and number three, Biff or no Biff? Should we throw out the rule book again for State of Origin?
Mate, big fan of the Biff just for Origin, though. I'm all about changing the game for the better and what they're doing at Clubland. But there's unwritten rules in Origin. You get to push the envelope just a little bit more, and I don't mind the Biff in Origin. I think just like last year, Big Tino and Matty Burton getting into it, and it was six again, so I love it.
Well, Matt Burton's topical because he's coming in as 18th man, of course, after the news yesterday, mate, of Latrell Mitchell. So what were your first thoughts when you heard Mitchell out, Crichton in and Burton into the squad?
Yeah, massive loss for New South Wales, obviously. I was sort of doing the podcast with Willie Mason last night, and we were discussing the effects that it's going to have on New South Wales. And I dare say the Queensland players won't say it, but even Queensland fans, if there's sort of one person right now in that New South Wales team, with the amount of stars that they have, that they'd love to not play Origin just because of the X factor, it'd probably be Latrell. So a massive loss. Stephen Crichton's been outstanding at club level, but it's another step up, so it's interesting to see how we're going. And obviously Matty Burton gives them a lot of flexibility coming into that 18th man role.
I reckon too there hasn't been a lot of focus on the benches for tomorrow night. So when you take a look at the Queensland bench, Harry Grant, of course, Big Tino, Ruben Cotter, Jai Arrow. Then you take a look at the New South Wales bench from junior through to Cam Murray will be important, Liam Martin and Nicho Hynes. How do you see that the bench is playing an impact in this game?
Well, this is another thing that I throw up as well. I think, we did crunch time on Sunday with Jimmy. Because I don't think, focusing on New South Wales, I don't think Uppy's going to go the 80 minutes. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see maybe Cam Murray starting the game in a Mitch Kenny sort of role, going back to the Penrith days where he takes a lot of the sting out of the game. I've seen that Cam Murray's been training a little bit dummy half, and therefore you get Uppy finishing off the game. I'd will say that's basically because of what Queensland have been able to do with Ben Hunt and Harry Grant over the last couple of years. That's a real X factor for them. Not only having Harry Grant there, but you've got two nines that can swap with each other. And then if anything else happens in the back line, you could almost throw Benny Hunt into the halves and Munster's versatile enough to play in the back line. So I think it's a real strength for Queensland having that versatility.
Yeah, I think you just answered the question I was going to throw at you. Do you put Harry Grant in sort of X-factor territory for Queensland off that bench role, like you do with a Cam Murray off the New South Wales bench as well, especially with the fatigue, Justin, that comes into Origin?
Yeah, for sure. And the strength of Harry and Benny Hunt both being able to play nine. Obviously, Benny can play seven, and then it allows Cam Munster to be versatile in the back if need be. But both can play in the middle together because they're both stocky, really good defenders. So you can play Harry Grant like another middle forward if need be, or even Benny Hunt as that link man. So they've got so many options for Queensland with those two nines in particular that really adds so much versatility and is definitely a strength for Queensland compared to New South Wales.
And the battle of the spines, I mean, when we go through them, just absolute class all around. But there is one standout in this Origin arena, and that's Reece Walsh making his debut. I mean, yep. Enormous pressure overtaking, of course, Kalyn Ponga in that role. He's a confidence player. So do you think the first 5-10 minutes, the first couple of touches of the ball will be critical for Reece Walsh?
Yeah, for sure. In any big game, mate, it's all about getting your hands on the ball nice and early. You want to get some early carries, and that helps when you're playing fullback. You want to obviously catch the ball nice and clean off those kick returns, and then get in, get some carries, feel that contact. Generally, in big games, you want to get a touch early so you can feel the contact and see what it's about. So this is a new arena for him, and he'll be looking forward to that first carry, and then after that, he can really settle in. So I don't think New South Wales are going to make it comfortable for him on that first carry, but as soon as you get that done, it's sort of just you're able to drop the shoulders and get into the game after that.
All right, predictions. First try scorer we need. We need a winner and margin, and also Wally Lewis medalist for this series.
Okay, so I'm going to go Hamasai Tabuai-Fido for first try scorer. I think it's going to be a close game down there at Adelaide like it was last time. I can sort of see a 1-12 margin for the Maroons. I think the Maroons with no Latrell, so I'm going to go 18-14 to the Maroons. Hamasai Tabuai-Fido for first try scorer, and it's hard to go past me, mate. He's the best big game player in the game right now, and that's Cameron Munster for the Wally Lewis Medal. Queensland get the job done 2-1.
Good on you, Justin. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thanks for having me.